Hi, I'm Kat, marketer turned brand storyteller.
And I'm Candace, educator turned entrepreneur.
And you're listening to
Not Nice, Clever.
We're two introverts who speak on stages around the country and work with top personal brands who also unapologetically require 24 to 48 hours of recovery time on the couch in our favorite sweats, all Netflix and no chill.
And to be clear, we're not quiet or nice. Together, we're redefining what it means to be an introvert who means business. It's time to show up and show off. Are you in?
In this mini episode of Not Nice Clever, we're going to talk about those moments when you just can't and the overwhelm is real and your mind is clouded and you're not really sure what to do next and you're just reacting and it's this roller coaster of whiplash and not anything that we ever want anybody to deal with. So we're going to share our tips in this hot little mini and hopefully it's helpful. And because it's a podcast episode, you can re-listen to it as often as you need. So Candace, for our friends in the Clever crew, how do they deal with this?
When you're feeling overwhelmed in your business, I want you to write out exactly what it is that you are feeling overwhelmed about. What is the problem? Because if you're writing it out, you're going to have to see the language that you're choosing to use and kind of narrow down the focus. I had this moment a few months ago, and I think I talked about it in a previous episode, but I was like in the kitchen crying to Dom and being like, I don't want to do this anymore. Not like this, but like some part, you know, one part of my business.
Because we have like so many.
Exactly. And I was just like, I'm just shutting it down. He was like, whoa. Like, what is the problem? You're shutting it down? Like, I think that might be a big jump.
A little dramatic.
Yeah. Let's talk about what is the thing. And it was one project and it was one client and it was just one annoyance that I had with my team. And he's like, okay, so you want to burn down this business that you've built for the last 3 years that has, you know, brought our family plenty of money, that has brought your clients a lot of joy, that has helped bring clarity. You want to shut all that down because one project, one client, one team member mistake?
Show me the logic.
Interesting.
Makes sense.
And I was just like so stressed and so overwhelmed in that moment. I was just like, I don't ever want to deal with this thing. And the thing is just like literally business. Sometimes things don't go perfectly, but you figure out the next right solution. So when I had to write down like what was my actual problem and I realized it's just this one little situation.
Very tiny.
Yes. Yeah. It's super tiny. But it felt huge in the moment. But when I laid it on a timeline of everything that we've done together and my team has done and my clients have felt, it was literally a little speck, right?
Blip.
And so write down the thing and then confide in someone. In this case, it was Dom, who is not in the same place as you, who's not in it with you.
Yeah.
And who's further ahead than you because they have a different level of clarity. And I was driving the other day where I have all of my best ideas. Dom and I were on a road trip and I was just like thinking about business and thinking about my next talk really. I was looking at like these rolling hills where we were driving. They were like cows and I was just like paying attention to all of the views out the window. And I thought, I think I can use like these hills or this like these mountains that I see as part of my talk, because as an entrepreneur, you're kind of, when you first start, you're standing like at the base of the mountain and everything seems so far away. But as you grow in your entrepreneurship, you kind of go up the mountain, up the mountain, up the mountain. You're a little bit higher and higher. And then when you look down, everything looks different from that perspective because the things that you thought were huge are not anymore. It looks different, like, or you could see further. And so now that you're up in a different part of the mountain, you can see further than you could when you were at the base. And that's a huge part of it. You have to make sure that you're talking to people who aren't at the same level that you are, who have a different perspective because they can literally see further because of their journey. And so that's something that I'm working on right now is like, how do I tell that more concisely?
That's okay. That's why we have long form podcasting. It's not exactly. Second reel. We're not in growth mode yes. on this podcast, or we are, but you have the space to talk. No, this is why, like I say, like you've heard like Tony Robbins say like proximity is power.
Yes.
Yes, I agree. But that's not just it, because you just standing next to Dom as you're having this freak out in the kitchen isn't what gave you what you needed. It was the perspective that he gave you. Mm-hmm. And like that hill analogy, it's the perspective that gives you power, because it shows you where mm-hmm. you are, how far you've come, so you can appreciate and express gratitude, but then also like gives you just this clarity and vision of like where you can go next. And I think definitely finding people who are farther along. I also, one thing that I love too is finding people who are friends or acquaintances or colleagues in different industries or different spaces than me.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, are you dealing with this too? Because I feel like I'm the only one. And then I'll explain the situation. They're like, yeah, last week on Tuesday, mm-hmm. actually today. And I was like, oh, and not that like I want us all to suffer together, but it just tells me that it's like, it's not me. It's just people.
It's just business.
It's just business. Like business regardless, right? Whether you're in branding yes. and consulting like we are, or if you are running restaurants, or if you are an accountant running a team, or if you are, you know, a construction project manager, like, or a fitness instructor, it's business. Like it's not personal. Mm-hmm. I feel like when I get like this, I'm just so taking it personal and like zooming in and yes, freaking same. Out. Don't take it personal, guys.
Yep. And when you feel overwhelmed, it's just coming back to breaking it down into small steps. Mm-hmm. So have you ever built a website? Because if you build a website, there's so many different things that go into it
oh, yeah.
that it feels like a super overwhelming project. Mm-hmm. But if you just say, hey, we're going to do the photo shoot. Great. Now we have photos. Okay. Hey, we're going to work on the copy for the about section. Great. You just do the copy for the about section. Mm-hmm. Like you just break down each thing into like small bite-sized steps,
yeah.
then you have a website. But if you're just thinking every day, okay, there's 100 things that need to happen for this all to come together,
like
you make zero progress. And that is overwhelming. And then if you're like me, you just do nothing.
Yeah.
You do nothing because it's too big.
I'm just going to watch Netflix, actually. That's exactly. what I'm going to do.
Right. But if I have small tasks, like, okay, the next step is book a photo shoot. Mm-hmm. The next step is find the wardrobe. Yes. The next step is whatever it is, then I feel like I can move further faster and ditch the overwhelm.
The caveat here for people listening who may not be experiencing overwhelm right now or have experienced it recently, hey, hello, we love that for you. But this is also an opportunity for you to ask yourself, are you surrounded with people that can provide the perspective needed to help encourage you to go further? Or are you surrounded by people across different industries? So maybe you can learn something different from somebody else in business, right? Applying it a different way. Do you have the right people around you, you know, to encourage you to not push you, but inspire you to do things differently and try new things and do hard shit? So that's the last thing I'll say on that.
If you've enjoyed this episode, don't forget to leave us a 5-star review and share it with a friend. Thanks. Thanks for joining us on Not Nice, Clever.
Remember to follow our podcast wherever you listen to audio.
And if you found today's episode valuable, please share it with your friends.
No gatekeeping here. Remember, we love to see our clever crew grow.
Signing off, you're not so nice, but oh so clever besties that mean business.
See you soon.